We have been given a gift, written by Christina Curtin, March 25th, 2020. Holy shit, it's been a crazy few weeks. It's insane how quickly the world can change. I've always been a huge fan of stories like The Hunger Games, where some catastrophe rocks the world as we know it, and then we see how humanity changes. I love reading and watching movies like that, but I didn't know I would see anything like that in my lifetime. I grew up in a world where the internet and cell phone didn't exist yet. I thought that was probably enough change, but then this whole pandemic started and I was proven wrong. At first, I downplayed it all. I mean, we've had Zika, the swine flu, Ebola, and other scares that seemed similar to this. I wasn't concerned, but then the panic from society and the government reaction started rolling in and shit got real. I see the seriousness now, and only because of how everyone else is dealing with this virus, not because of how I see it. Because from my personal viewpoint, I'm not worried. I refuse to let fear and uncertainty control me right now, because that's when you do go batshit. Fitting, since this likely all originated from bats. Instead, I choose to see this all as a blessing and a gift, and here's why. Blessing number one. My kids are with me. I know a lot of people are struggling with their kids being home right now, but I love it. Sure, when my youngest daughter Scarlett turned 5, I pushed her ass out the door so fast to kindergarten instead of holding her back due to her summer birthday. I was ready to have her out of the house. She was and is a challenge, and I needed the separation to heal my tattered mom brain. Despite the need to social distance myself from her for portions of the day, there are a ton of negatives about sending your kids to school, and I am grateful that I now don't have to. Reasons why it sucks to send your kids to school. First, they are exposed to other kids. Yes, there's the germs, but there's also the mimicking and bullying. You raise them to be a certain way, but then they meet other kids and unknowingly start to mirror their behaviors. I'm not saying my kids are sheep, not at all. But it's inevitable that you mirror the behaviors of the people you hang out with the most. I like my kids because of who they are. I don't want them acting like anyone else. Now, they can't really see friends. Sure, they can talk to them online or watch videos on TikTok and mimic those people, but the majority of the time is spent at home. And I see their personality showing more, and I see that as a blessing. Plus, I don't have to worry about the bullies. Scarlett has had instances at school where kids have brought down her self-esteem. Kids can be dicks, and I am glad to have them both home during this time to reset their emotional tanks. Second, it's so much time. During the school year, kids spend so much time away from you, whether it's actual school or all the activities they do after. My quality time with them is limited to whatever is left in the day after all of that is over. Now, they are with me almost 24/7. If it weren't for the virus, I wouldn't have had this blessing because they would have resented me for keeping them home. Now, we are forced, which is still extremely annoying, but instead of resenting it, it's like we are bonded together. I am grateful for this. Grateful to have this time with my kids while they are young because you can't ever get time back. And finally, the dangers. Not that I think about this often, but school shootings were always a concern. Anytime I would hear of a shooting happening somewhere in the world, I would pause and be grateful that my kids were safe. That's a horrible feeling as a parent. Now my kids are home, under mine and my husband's protection. Sure, something could still happen. You never know, so you prepare. But the control is back in our court. I am grateful for that because I am, at my core, a control freak. Blessing number two, the earth. Yes, I am a tree hugger. I am a huge advocate for caring for this earth, and I don't understand why every human isn't. I'm not getting political. I refuse to. But all of the catastrophes and harm we have been wreaking on this planet have been hurting my heart. I do my part. I try to educate my family and make life choices to reflect my beliefs. I raise my kids to have a respect for our earth and live in that respect. But as important as any individual's actions are, we desperately needed a broader impact. I'm not an expert by any means, but this virus has to have given our earth a mini reset. the amount of pollution that is reduced from people not commuting to work, factories that are shutting down temporarily, cruise lines not running. Of course, I get it that people are out of work and that all of this will have a negative effect to the economy in people's lives. I 100% get that and am sympathetic towards anyone that is going through that uncertainty right now. However, I don't want to focus on the negative. The positive is that people will bounce back somehow, and right now, this is all so much better for our Earth. One article I read by Samuel Austin put it perfectly. We exist on Earth, our host, where we multiply indefinitely, carpeting the planet with gray, soulless cities. We at Current exist not in harmony with nature, but instead at the expense of it. Now the tables have turned. First, the planet's lungs were aflame. Now it's our own lungs at risk and inflamed with COVID-19, directly attacking our respiratory system. Perhaps, paradoxically, it's we as humans right now that are the virus. Corona is here to help us. Our global system has been brought to its knees, our infectious behavior and pollution grinding to a complete halt. The smog is clearing. The water is clearer. The dolphins have come swimming in the canals of Venice. It's as if the planet is sending us all to our bedrooms so we can think about what we've been doing. That last line really gets me. The planet is sending us to our bedrooms so we can think about what we've been doing. All of us being quarantined until this clears up. I really hope that this time when the Earth is standing still helps us all reevaluate what's important. Yes, this virus is horrible. But why aren't we all more concerned about us, the virus of this planet? COVID-19 is killing people and having an even greater impact on our economy. However, we are all killing this planet daily, a planet that houses and sustains all of us, not just 20%. Why are we all not as concerned about the bell curve for this Earth as we are about the bell curve for the spread of this virus? So, I am grateful for this time when the world has no choice because I am hopeful that this time out for the human race will bring us out on the other side a little bit better. Blessing number 3, we live in a world where social distancing isn't that distant. Can you imagine going through this before the internet, before FaceTime, before we had streaming media? Yes, the panic would probably be lower and I would have actually been able to buy chicken at the grocery store. The false news would be less without people sharing stupid articles on Facebook without actually researching them first. Without social media or the internet, we would all be left to decide on our own how we would react to all of this instead of looking so much towards others. However, looking past that, we have resources at our fingertips to connect with others virtually, even if we can't in person. My daughter's cheer team is holding virtual practices twice a week, where her squad comes together and basically video conferences their routine. We can FaceTime family. There are online resources for how to keep your kids busy with crafts or other activities while they are stuck at home. My own community started a local scavenger hunt where we all put items in our windows for kids to find. You can watch Broadway shows for free online, have access to college courses at Yale, have Olaf read to you a book, sports announcers giving play-by-plays on ordinary life events, or even plan a virtual trip to Disney. People are organizing chalk days or driveway happy hours. I mean, come on. How wonderful is all of this? The fact that we are all coming together to bond, even if we have to be 6 feet away. Back in the day, we'd be stuck with our own imaginations, books, and whatever trash was on cable TV. That's it. Blessing number 4, having time to reconnect. Being forced to disengage from society has meant that we are all now reconnecting as families. I have seen so many people out walking together, families having game night and doing crafts together, people choosing to get away from technology since it's smattered with the news of the virus and they just want to escape. God, this is amazing, isn't it? The reconnection? My girls actually took a bike ride together the other night before dark. I had to say, I want you home before the streetlights come on. And as I said those words, my heart bent a little. I haven't had to say that in over 5 years. My girls play together, sure, but I can't tell you the last time they played outside or rode bikes together. It's a moment I will remember forever. And you see this all over the place. families coming up with creative ideas to stay entertained and engaged. This pandemic is affecting so many people negatively, but for now, I have to see it for what it is giving us. I don't want to live in fear, and I don't want to give my kids anxiety. Perception is so important. So's compassion. I'm not saying I don't feel for those who have been negatively impacted by this, but I've never been a fan of fear or a fan of wallowing. Shit happens. You need to deal with it or it will crush you. I am choosing to see whatever this virus throws at me and my family as a gift. I hope you can too, because we've all seen how negativity and fear can tear people up, ruin lives. Mindset matters. Let's all tackle this like warriors who refuse to lay down and take it. Let's try and find the silver linings because they are always there if you look. I mean, you don't have to put on real pants for weeks if you don't want to. You can walk around in PJs for days. Let's all try to see this time as a reset for humanity, and let's all come out better for it.